Hello, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by the In Circle Pros site for news and updates. I wanted to share this information because I don't know what's going to happen with me, but I want it to be out there and be understood. I just finished doing the new video that's kind of geared towards recruiting kids to want to go to a good camp, let alone, you know, and for the Rawhide Ranch camp is one I'm trying to help, because unlike a lot of other places in the country, California was locked down so long that it destroyed businesses. And, you know, these schools that are in charge right now, you know, they shouldn't be running a garage sale. That's how incompetent they are. But I'm very, very certain that I'm supposed to do this, and I'm going to be telling you about what happened while I was making the video and some interesting things that have gone on in the meantime. And this is why I tell you to pay attention, because God is definitely in this, and I have no doubt about it now. I also want you to know that my twin and my kids think that I've dropped my basket, so, meaning, you know, not myself. I want to walk away, but I'm not able to, and that's not, you know, being compulsive or anything like that. It's because I know that I'm supposed to be doing this, and, you know, I'm not going to be doing it forever. It's just right now. And I was starting to wonder if, like, maybe I'm, you know, overthinking things, and I saw Glenn Beck just make an announcement talking about his little town that he goes to in Idaho, and that he lives at, and how nice it is, and he basically had letters from his viewers nominating people for, you know, being unusually good neighbors and community members. And that's the other part that I was waiting to hear about, is that the 9/11 annual memorial festival benefit. It's not just, obviously, they're not going to all be raising money for the Rawhide Ranch. There's lots of other needy causes. But one thing that you can get your community involved in is looking for stars, you know, looking for people who are stellar and who are lit and who are, you know, shining examples of what it means to be an American. And, you know, I've listened to old videos of John Wayne talking about, you know, his patriotism and why he believed the things he did. And I know that, you know, he might not have been really listened to by young people because, you know, he's just this old movie star. But John Wayne is a very important American figure to talk more about, as is Clint Eastwood, who was the mayor of the mayor of Carmel, California, and a lot of other great people. So start thinking about in your community, you know, who you think would be a good person to, or good people to shine a light on, because you really need that. And I have to say that I've just gone through the worst time in my life, and very few people were there for me, and except for God. And you know, I just, as you may know, I lost my brother in November, and you know, we were waiting for him to come out to help us because he's so organized and such a fantastic guy. And I know my husband needed help because he doesn't have friends and family here, and the friends that he calls friends really aren't friends, because I've told them what's been going on, and they, you know, they're just like, yeah, okay. Yeah, so I have to say that while I was making the video, I was about to give up because such strange things were going on. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. And I don't even really want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it because, you know, I've got, my husband has friends that are, you know, passing right now, and I have people that I knew from high school that have passed. You know, you get to be that age once you're over 50 where, like the old joke, you know, you pick up the paper to see if you've died or if your obituary's in it. You know, so it's, you never know what the future holds. So I'm going to put this out here today, and I'm going to download this episode, hopefully, which probably they took away that ability as well. I'm supposed to be having a free premium trial, but I can't post links. I don't have Direct Connect. I'm using Firefox, but it's not working, so I have to use my phone. They want me to use my phone, I guess, so they can edit what I say. So, you know, this has turned into, you know, a very, very horrific experience when it comes to trying to, I mean, I'm not trying to get rich or famous. I'm trying to help. And apparently I'm not supposed to be successful. I'm not supposed to be, you know, talking about what this is about. So I'm going to finish the book, and I'm going to be coming back when I feel the time is right. All right, so I posted the video on Rumble and on Getter. You can check it at Lori Parrish, Lori Company B. I have to put it other places, but, you know, to be quite frank, I'm exhausted. I've had a lot of nights of being up till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was under spiritual attack, and I know people are, oh, yeah, sure. When you start going up against enemy, it draws fire on you. And I experienced it. And it was pretty scary, and I felt like giving up. But I asked God to help me and intervene, and it suddenly got worked out. When I was working on the video, I saw some terrible images on some of the templates, put it that way, some of the things. And I didn't want to use, I would, you know, be working on it and working on it, things going well. And then I look a little closer and I'm like, oh my goodness, I see something bad back in the background, you know, like, and so it doesn't show always until you are basically enlarging it so you can see what you're doing. And in my video, the latest one, which I was posted on July 26, 2022, this is episode 39 on this channel, I'm putting in little, like, what I call Easter eggs, where people can see something that looks like a normal picture, but it has hidden images in it. And because I think that's fun for kids to look at things from a different perspective, look at things from far away, look at things up close, look at things that, you know, look like something and then they turn out to be something different, you know, so I just was trying to embellish it a bit to make it, you know, more interesting for kids because my brother has grandchildren and my nieces and nephews have kids, and, you know, I care about kids. But also because of the Rawhide Ranch, you know, they have programs that are accredited, and they, you know, they have a very good reputation, but they also need to incorporate more things besides the swimming and animal care, and they have a newspaper now, and some other cool stuff. They have competition, and you know, it's you learn skills like pioneer skills, but it's also about learning teamwork and cooperation. But the bottom line is that they, as you know, we go into the future, they will need to incorporate, you know, more cool things like technology and, you know, art and writing, you know, things that will be useful for kids later on in life. So my point to telling you this is that while I was working on the video, I started seeing these hidden images in the background that, you know, were not, that were, I didn't like them, okay? I didn't want to work on this thing and then have it have, you know, embedded bad images coming out later when someone's enlarging the screen to look at something closer up. So I had to chuck the thing quite a few times and start over again. And then the one I finally ended up with, 10 pages, and you had to come up with 4 minutes and 7 seconds of a presentation. Took weeks and weeks and late nights. So it's not like as easy as what people think to put across a very complicated concept, which is, you know, to deal with getting the people to want to buy scholarships or buy a ticket for the B&B in the Inspired Getaway is what I call it, so that it helps to fund the scholarship fund. To recruit good people, you know, you can trust around children. That's not an easy thing to do either. And that's a big process that they're in right now. And then if they're going to expand or any, not just the Rawhide Ranch, but any children's program, they need to have really good people that they can trust. And the left has been hiring really detrimental people who are pushing the agenda that is not good for America or for our kids. And I'll leave it at that. But if you haven't figured that one out, then, you know, I suggest you listen to my past shows. But the reason I'm talking about this right now is that when I was working on this video, at the end of it, I was trying to think about the concept of honoring the people who passed on 9/11 and afterwards from the effects of cleaning up the collapse of the buildings. Leave it at that. And I was thinking, like, you can't make it like it's a party, like forget all about, you know, this tragedy. So it has to be kind of somber, but you also want to, you know, give hope. And so I tried to do that in a balanced way, and I hope I did. But I'm telling you, what is weird and what is very interesting to me and made me feel like God was prompting me on is that while I was working on it, the images at the top especially started moving and changing like a movie. And I saw on several pages, but the one for the that has the rings on it and the boat on the water, and then the last page, I saw very interesting things in the sky in the images. And so I made the assumption, like, oh, well, they must have encrypted these pages so that even though it's a picture, it somehow can move. You know, it's on video. It's a, you know, there are videos embedded into the video I made of the water rushing down through the dam area and that kind of stuff. But it was very bizarre when it started happening. And I was like, oh, I guess this is all, you know, advanced technology that they can make the, you know, the pictures that are photos that are not animated become animated. And I thought, oh, maybe it has to do with the, you can set the page to have animation, or you can set the photo to have animation. So I tinkered and tinkered and tinkered and tried a long time to try to figure out, you know, what was going on, that what I was seeing. And the stuff I saw were, you know, boats and crosses, and I saw a horn, like a trumpet in the water, and I saw all kinds of really cool stuff. And so I was like all excited, thinking, oh, this is cool, because it'll teach people the idea of looking closer than what is just on the surface, and, you know, really asking God to open your eyes and, you know, lifting the veil and all that stuff. So I assumed that it was technology that was doing it, and I just, like, somehow this platform I'm using story is, you know, very powerful, and I just kind of put it down to that and kept working and working. And then the page that has the farm scene on it, you can't see it from far away, but that's why I put a PDF there for you to look at. But if you look at it up close and enlarge it, which is hard to do because of the way it's loaded, but the page that has the farm scene on it, that if you look up at the top of the where the sunflowers are look like windmills and are spinning, if you look carefully, you can see faces, and one of the images that is embedded in the picture of the mountain is a lion face, and then there's some other surprises there. I'll just leave it at that. And I was like, oh, look at that. How did that happen? I mean, I didn't create that. I didn't do it. It's just the way it worked out. And there's someone special I put in the balloon on the page that has the kind of jousting and castle imagery, which is to have kids, you know, get excited about being on their quest to find their purpose in life and to, you know, find their friends. I mean, I'm really glad that my children have friends that they made when they were young that they're still friends with. But you know, a lot of people don't have that now, especially with moving around a lot. So I mention that because one of the things that, you know, whether you're a kid that's been rescued or a kid that's, you know, in an abusive home or from a poor neighborhood or from a ghetto run by Democrats. Yeah, I said it. Or, you know, you are getting, I mean, there are kids that have addiction problems because their parents hooked them on drugs. I mean, there's all kinds of heart hurt and horrible stuff going on in the world. And we can't just turn a blind eye. We have to try to put our efforts together. And a lot of people are joining in and trying to help. But it takes a whole community. And if you're not, you know, tuned in, you're not going to be hearing about it. And that's one of the things that community sites like Nextdoor are good at when they're not banning people like they banned me, is trying to tell you what's happening locally. But they're very, very adamant about not having any politics. But you can't be talking about, you know, the homeless people in your neighborhood and your garage being broken into and people living back in the canyon and all that, and then not have it relate to the management that's in charge of the town or the region or the state. So, you know, they don't want politics talked about, but politics affects everything, and that's why, and religion also, so, or lack of faith, lack of decency. So, you know, you got to stop being muzzled like a horse. But anyway, so I'm working on this video and seeing these wonderful things, and then I'm seeing the surprises, like the one with the farm, the barn. One of my sisters got a lot of them, has a farm with a red barn, and a lot of good times were held there, but, you know, I missed out on it all because I'm out here on the West Coast. So the bottom line is that I realized that God was trying to steer me and show me and make, I was really dead set that I was going to make something that was interesting that dealt with, I mean, not that everyone has to be an artist, but art is a big part of this equation. The idea of, I get that idea because of knowing that the schools I went to when I was young had great art and music programs. And of course, the dysfunctional, inept, and corrupt leftist run education system pulled those programs. I mean, can you imagine that you're paying these taxes and you have to buy your kids pencils and papers and school supplies and do fundraisers besides on the side, because the incompetent, over bloated, disgustingly stupid Democrat run education system can't manage anything. All I know how to do is skim. So, I really think that parents have got to go private and charter and leave the education system to the Democrats' new base, which are terrorists and, gang members and, people that will make their lives hell. No, you're not going to have good students anymore, teachers. You want to have a school run by the communists. You're going to have those kind of kids, and you're going to have those kind of parents, and you're not going to have any money, and you're going to have all kinds of problems at school. But you already have seen the rapes and the robbing and the abuse of other kids and the bullying. You Democrats are the reason for that. Sorry, but you don't know how to, all you know how to do is grow weeds. You don't know how to grow flowers. Well, we know how to grow flowers, and that's what we're working on. At least I say we, but, it's not just me. It's a lot of other people. So anyway, I'm working on this video, and I'm seeing these beautiful things, and I'm thinking, oh, the people will really love this because they'll see the motion picture type of thing. And it stopped, and I didn't know how to get it back. And I was like, oh, I guess they turned that technology off that made everything animated and interesting. And like in the picture on the last page, the 10th page 10 of the New York one, New York City, the middle picture had the woman with, you could see a face and a mouth and a big kiss, and I could see her, she was wearing a hat. I was like, the clouds were moving in such a way that, you're seeing this, thing, come, just happen before your eyes. And in the clouds on the other pages, I was seeing boats and ships and other stuff, but I don't want to go there right now. But anyway, good stuff. So I'm like all excited, I'm going to make this video. It's going to have all this hidden cool stuff in it, and people are going to come and watch it because they'll see how cool it is, and then I'll get a lot of views of it, and that'll help spread the message quickly of, what we're going to do for 9/11 every year, the annual 9/11 events. And I was like thinking, God just gave me the solution, and then it suddenly stopped, right? So I'm thinking to myself, oh, boy, this is great. I must have done something, toggled the wrong thing, or, turned off the wrong button, or page animation stopped. I was thinking it was, all technical, and, I had nothing to do with God intervening. And so I was kind of bummed out, but I was, continued working on it. And then a picture that I had saved a long time ago, long, long time ago, years ago, or a pretty long time ago, I can't remember exactly when, was of tents and lights and a big crowd, at a concert, right? And so I put that picture in to the big oak tree to have it fade out, fade in, to give the idea of a party, a celebration, right? And I look in the background, and I see totem poles. And then that wasn't there before. So then I look a little bit closer, and in the background, you can see the Rawhide Ranch in the background, or at least it looks something like the Rawhide Ranch. So I'm like, oh, wow. That means that this was all, predestined. It was supposed to happen. And it was like I said when I went to visit there to book an event, celebrate my husband's birthday, I heard the words very, very clearly, Brigadoon. And that's an old movie with Gene Kelly in it. And I believe that Gene Kelly is related to the Greg Kelly and a couple other Kellys, because they all look very similar. And I knew a Kelly boy when I was younger on the East Coast. But anyway, and that relates to the stars having ranches in this area with Randolph Scott and John Wayne and the Wells Resort and June Allison, and Warner Brothers was nearby, and Steve Reeves, lived nearby, and there's a lot of people that were. And I've posted a video about that on my Getter feed, showing that. But my point for telling you all this is that, so here I saw these beautiful stuff, saw these beautiful imagery, and I thought, oh, this will be sure, you know, to have people come and take a look at it because they're like, yeah, see this video. It's like a lot of cool stuff in it. And then it stopped, right? So I was like, oh, I guess because I'm not a premium member or whatever, I'm not going to have all these bells and whistles. And so I didn't like being strong-armed, and I also know that if I stop being a premium member, then what? The video doesn't work as well, or it doesn't look as nice, or the images that were there become like empty blocks, you know, saying broken image, that kind of stuff. So I didn't want to do that for this video because it's going to hopefully be looked at for a long time, even when I'm gone. So anyway, my point is that I went out of my way to try to build it using the tools and my own images and the images that I got from the platform, which is Canva. And I just kept persevering. But what I saw in the background of the concert stage that's on the farm image, the barn, I was like, oh, wow, cool, how nice. But I just put it down to like, though that technology that was making everything animated went away. So I went to a party on Friday, and on the way to that party, I realized that I was still seeing the, like, well, I should say, like, hidden images or messages. Like, I'm driving and I see our daughter's name spelled out on the hillside with the houses that are up on the hillside. And so, you know, I was like, oh, gosh, I am seeing things. It wasn't just that it was the technology on the platform I was using to build the video. Like, I'm actually seeing stuff. But then I thought, well, maybe God's trying to tell me that you actually have inspired vision. You know, you really see things differently. I don't know. But I'm giving this message because I want you all to have hope. And I also want you to understand that in the images, there are a lot of hidden images in the video, but one of the things on the page, that's the 10th page with the New York City theme, in the left-hand corner is actually the canal in Amsterdam. And you might say, well, why is that there? Well, because Amsterdam was originally called, the Dutch were very big in the settling of America, as were the British and the Irish and the Scots. But New York City was called New Amsterdam, and they were the ones that, were the big explorers and the Brits too. With colonies all over the world, and they were very instrumental in America's founding. And because my husband is Dutch, and because I know that the Dutchies are in this fight, I put a Dutch shoe in the barn image, the image that has the barns on it. But my point for telling you this is that I hope you are inspired to do your own video, and you can use the Canva, canva.com for free. And, you know, whether it's you're making an event thing or you're making something for a memorial service for someone who's passed or whatever it is, they've got incredible stuff at your disposal. And a lot of it's free, and get even more when you upgrade, and it's extremely powerful. Okay, it has a lot of things that we, some other countries, and things that, you know, we aren't. At least I'm not, wasn't aware of. So it's important to take a look at it. And when I was at this party on Friday, I met people who had, one person in particular who was involved with the, trying to get informed about the human trafficking problems. And apparently it's a big, big problem up in Victorville, and I wasn't aware of that. And Victorville is north of Rainbow. And she's a real nice lady, but her husband's, you know, older, and she just was worried that she was going to endanger herself, which is, you know, a valid reason to be cautious, because, you know, so many times people, you know, try to do something good and then it all backfires. And, you know, I've received absolutely very little support, you know, verbally or financially, or, you know, even just people, you know, calling me and saying, I heard about this from someone, you know, I want to get involved. You know, that hasn't happened. So, you know, it's very depressing, and it's hard to stay upbeat and optimistic when you basically feel like you're being disrespected and ignored. But I have to keep hoping that, you know, it's going to have a happy ending, because I believe in happy endings. And I mean, I even see Rawhide Ranch, if they would do an event, and if they do, please do invite me, because I haven't heard back from the places I've contacted. All right, so as far as the fundraiser part goes, as I said in the past, I see that they are a lot of offline donations, and that's fine with me. I don't have any problem with that, but it's hard for me to come up and say, "Oh, you know, we have a donation from Earl Hooney, and let's see who. Oh, we also got one from Bert. You know, I mean, I can see their last names, but I don't want to say them, but." I mean, I don't know what to think, because I think that my forms that I created are not set up correctly, because I can see that a lot of people became what I call founders, where they donated, but they decided, I guess, to donate offline, which is fine, you know, that's good. I don't really want this responsibility. But I think that it's probably best, if you are going to buy a ticket for the Inspired Getaway, one that's up on the beach in Cambria, near San Simeon, below Monterey, I think it's probably best if you send a check, or buy, you know, pay for it with Venmo, Lori Company B, long Venmo, because the people are finding the way this is working online. But at least I'm looking at it in the Brave browser. Maybe it looks different in Firefox and Safari, but yeah, I think a lot of people are just saying that it doesn't look right to them, or they're afraid. The site was secure, and now it's saying it's not secure. So, you know, I don't quite get it, but keep doing what you're doing, because I see, you know, it's. If it's true what I'm seeing, then we're the Rawhide Ranch going to be able to stay open, which is the main focus for me anyway, because very few camps. I mean, there's Boy Scouts and Girl Scout camps. There's one on Catalina Island or Avalon Island. I can't remember which. That's a big Girl Scout camp. But, I mean, there's not a whole lot of places where you can send your kids and feel secure and know that they're going to be fine. And, you know, they have all kinds of security and, you know, military, special forces nearby, Camp Pendleton. You know, so there's a lot of, you know, it's a safe place to go. And that's partly why they don't do a lot of advertising, because they don't want to draw attention. Because, you know, it's the world we live in now through the evil that's rising. But we're going to stop this evil. We're going to stop it together. And I want you to hold on to that thought and hold on to that conviction, because I wouldn't have put our girl in the video that I just put up if I was afraid. I'm nervous to do that, and she's not going to like it that I did that. But, you know, I did it for a reason. It's because we are not going to cower. We are not going to be afraid. We are going to go boldly forward, and we're going to do it together. And you might think that's funny, all you whack job, leftist, troll, communist, scumbag, pervert out there, but it's not funny, okay? Keep it up, and God's going to deal with you. You'll drop down dead. And unfortunately, that's what's happening with a lot of people who got the bad, tainted jab. And if you want to know more about this subject, video from the July event, the Reawaken America event in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Just look for the Reawaken America tour. You can watch the replay of that event on Man in America tour. I'm sorry, Man in America channel. His name's Whole House. And I can't remember his first name. He also has some other interesting information that you should listen to, because let's face it, if you're not talking to the right people, you're not going to know what's going on, and you're just going to believe the news, who are paid puppets. They say what they're told to say by their owners. They're not free agents, okay? So personally, I would go on Public SQ to see what is being talked about companies and businesses and what, you know, which ones are ones to give your business to and to be a customer of. I would go on, there's one called Made in America there that you should definitely follow. I don't pay for TV. I have a Roku device, and we have all more stuff than I can handle watching. And one of the channels I watch is Pluto. And on that is Real America's Voice, RAV, R-A-V, which is easy for me to remember usually because I drive a RAV. But there's also First News that has Jesse Kelly and a couple other people. There's a Greg Kelly news there. There's the War Room with Steve Bannon, who, you know, they're trying to smear right now. The January 6th committee was unconstitutional and wasn't even a legal panel because it didn't have things that are required to have that. Okay, including unbiased people on it, and people who are not owned by the deep state, like the Cheneys. And she is anti-Trump because Trump was outing what they were doing, which is, you know, graft and the books, black ops and corruption and selling drugs and weapons, and you know, the deep state is like a mafia within the mafia. So, you know, we're in deep trouble, people. Anyway, the other thing that I wanted to say about the video is that I tried to think of a way to incorporate characteristics and ideology that would be kind of a guidestone for the future. Once the leftist and the, you know, radical left gaze got into scouting, that went down the tubes, as did Girl Scouts. And, you know, and maybe you don't want to hear that, but, you know, it was a good organization that did a lot of great work, and it got infiltrated. So, you know, we've got to keep circling our wagons and not letting them pick us off one after another. And so part of that is knowing what to get involved with. I mean, obviously, here I am, this, you know, person out here without any support structure. I don't have, you know, my friends are all up hours away from where we used to live, or on the East Coast. My relatives are on the East Coast and all over the world, and in Europe. So, you know, for me to try to do something major like this was, you know, it would have been shocking if it had succeeded the first time. But I knew it had to happen in September 11th, 2021, because that's 20 years from the date of the 9/11 attack. And so I did it last year because I knew it had to, you know, had to get the first one, the first event to be in September 11th, 2021. So it's been 20 years, over 20 years now. And so it doesn't mean that we, you know, are going to, you know, be celebrating on such a tragic day, but it means that something wonderful is going to come from it when we put our focus towards the future and towards doing something productive with our combined efforts. And that's what Operation Rainbow was about. I would encourage you to go to timetofreeamerica.com to look at the upcoming schedule of events. There's another one coming in August, which is going to be in New York. It was originally Rochester, New York, but I'm hoping that they listen to me and they do it in New York City, because that's where General Washington took the oath of office as the first president of the United States. And as you know, President Trump is from New York City. I've got relatives in Queens, and I've got relatives who came from Long Island, Czechoslovakians who and went over to Jersey and started in New York. My mother, she was born to German immigrants, and she lived in New York City when she was young, and in Philadelphia too. And so did my dad's from Philadelphia area. So it's and it's definitely on the agenda of evil to do something terrible to New York City again, because that's how these sick freaks operate. They, you know, they like to cause panic and suffering. I wanted to mention that all along I've been thinking that the movie It's a Wonderful Life, with Jimmy Stewart playing the role of George Bailey, somehow tied into this, because my favorite movies seem to be tied into this vision indirectly, and I wasn't aware of that when I, you know, had recorded them as my favorite movies on Facebook years and years ago. One good thing about technology is that they can go back and verify that you said things when you said you'd say them and all that kind of stuff. But it turns out that a man named Perry Bailey, not George Bailey, but Perry Bailey, and in the story, It's a Wonderful Life, Harry Bailey, I'm sorry, Harry Bailey is George's younger brother who becomes a war hero during World War II. But Perry Bailey aired on June 20th. I'm sorry. It was a show that aired on April 8th of 2016. And Perry Bailey was from like 24th, 1999 sector. And he was on the Mark Levin show. Mark Levin's a big, big dog lover. He's written books about his dog Sprite, and he's a big, you know, like us, he's rescued a lot of dogs, and we've rescued dogs too. But anyway, Perry Bailey had a dog named Rennie, who was a shepherd mix, and he was a great asset to their efforts to find drugs, a drug-sniffing dog. And his name was Remy, like my dog, Rembrandt, who we call Remy. And Remy, Perry Bailey's dog, died on 6/24, which was our anniversary, my husband and my anniversary. So I thought that was interesting, but if you want to look at the episode, it's on April 8th, 2016. And it is, what's special about that episode is that he had a pool table on in the background and of the show, Mark Levin's show, and there was a bar and a whole bunch of books. And this was in 2016, okay? Now, why is that important? Because, and it sounds arrogant to say this, but that ties into what my story is. Why would Mark Levin have those things in his background of his set? Okay, it's unusual things, a pool table, a bar, and stacks of books. Why is that? How does that tie into what my vision was about? Well, my husband's dad hung out at the living room, which was, it had a different name in Dutch, but it was basically translates to the living room. And it was basically a billiards hall. And or billiards is like pool, a little different. And, people used to hang out and just, shoot the breeze and catch up with each other and, do that at the cafes as well, especially after World War II when everything was all wrecked. But that was a big part of my husband's dad's, reason to go out and see his friends, which is good for your mental state to be able to talk and hang out with your friends. So bar, that's also a big part of it because in my husband's small town in Holland, they had a place where kids could go after school, kind of like a boys YMCA, boys club, girls club, but where you could play sports and they even, let kids like, 17, 18-year-olds, I believe, have one beer. Like it was not unusual back then, to be a little bit more social in that way, having all different ages together. It's more problematic now, I think, because you end up having, older boys making passes at younger girls and that kind of stuff. So it is important to have, kids kept in their own age group, not with older kids sometimes, especially prepubescent and teens. That ties into my vision of the bookcases being filled and that, the scripts and the plays were going to be like a, typhoon just flow out. And so if you look at the video I just posted on my Getter feed, and I put it on Rumble too, under Laura Bella, LORIBELLA. If you look at it, you can see there's a cup up at the top right-hand corner, and then there's water from the kids' pool, and then the water is flowing out of the cup. That goes into my declaration and prophetic word I had years and years ago about a cup runneth over, flowing out like a river. And it also ties into the 9/11 being a game changer, like that really we are being made to feel every year on 9/11, like the sadness and the confusion and despair of that day. And part of what people aren't realizing is that we have to transform our outlook in order to transform the world. And what I mean is that we have to turn it around, because there is, you know, big effort by evil in high places and wickedness that's in control to try to wear us down and break our spirits. But we have to fight back against that. So as I said, you have to declare out loud that we will not be ruled by evil. We declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. We release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy this evil now. Thank you, Lord. Go get them. Amen. And simple declarations like that make a big difference. And I'm talking about this right now because New York, there's something called the Illuminati playing cards. And New York, I'm not having any visions about this. I'm just saying what the playing cards show. It's not good, okay? So we've got to vigilantly be praying to divert what the plan of evil is right now. Part of that is knowing what it is. So I'll be posting more information about that as soon as I have a chance. But my point for telling you all this, and I apologize that I'm so worn out, but I'm too old to be having, you know, staying up till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning trying to fix problems and, oh, that's not working. Oh, there's too many layers on this page, so it's not loading properly. Oh, this doesn't. So the video isn't the way I had seen it and what it was supposed to be. So, you know, very, very much not exactly what I had in mind and what I saw. I mean, when I was working on the on my computer, that's not what I saw. But I'm having trouble making it show because apparently only I was supposed to see. I don't know. But as I said, when I went out for a drive, I was seeing the same kind of thing, like images and signs and things. So, you know, you can also become bogged down in what you're thinking about all the time too. But it also happened when I was, you know, driving. I mean, not distracting me or anything, just I noticed, like, oh, look at that. My point for telling you this is that find if you try to create something that it's you're seeing things that you didn't see at first. And so pay attention, look at the thing from far away, look at it up close, see if you see, you know, some little, like, oh, that looks like, you know, oh, that's interesting. That looks like a bridge, you know, or whatever, you know. So it's kind of cool, and it's kind of something that I would like to show you more specifically in a future show. The other thing is that the way I think it's going to work is with this 9/11 thing is that all over the country and as well as the world, there will be celebrations and honorings and memorials and tributes. But, you know, it's going to be very uplifting and unifying for our nation. So if you hear about one in your area, try to go, and that's why I posted other videos that you can just print out the black and white page, and it's a Liberty Bell. And then you just, you know, write on the back of it, you know, come to my house at, you know, 12 o'clock, we're having a party. You know, whether it's your backyard or whether it's at a park or whether it's at a stadium or whether it's, you know, a big fantastic celebration that's, attended by tens of thousands. It's going to be great, okay? So get ready and get prepared for that. And let's see, I also wanted to mention that Brave Books is a place where you can get your children's books and other books published. And I want you to look for America 101, written by Pastor Shane Vaughn and Kathy Chudnya Connolly. And that's from First Ministries. And I've read that book on past shows. All right, we're out of time for today. I hope that you can listen to what I'm saying and realize that I'm, perfectly sane. But I'm sharing that what this video showed me when I was working on it was fantastic, beautiful, interesting, pictures in the sky. And I don't know if that'll come back, or if it was just for that moment when I was working on it. So that was like a message to me that this is the template to use, keep going with this. I don't know, but it was wonderful and beautiful. And that's what this is about. Let's make life beautiful. All right, be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. Let's roll.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV. Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place.